Does that mean we're all going to die? I ask, starting to giggle uncontrollably. My head's a feather on the breeze. Felicity joins my snickering. Gemma's right. Too moping by far. We throw out names, laughing at the completely outrageous Athena's priestesses, daughters of Persephone, and groaning at the truly terrible Love's Four Winds. Finally, we fall silent, leaning against the rocks, our heads touching softly together. On the walls, the goddesses hunt and cavort, free from all restraints, these makers of their own rules, punishers of trespassers. Why not call ourselves the Order? I say. Felicity sits up so quickly I can still feel the warmth of her next to me, trailing behind her by seconds.
How absolutely perfect! Gemma, you are our genius!
I'm a little embarrassed, so I twist the stem of the apple in my hand till it breaks with a snap. Felicity pulls my hand to her mouth and bites into the fruit cupped there. Her mouth is still sticky sweet from it as she kisses me full on the lips. I have to put my hand to them to stop the tingling, and a blush has flooded my entire body. Felicity raises the apple and my arm into the air, both held tight in her pale fist.
Ladies, I give you the Order Reborn.
The Order Reborn,
we all echo, our voices bouncing around the cave in ripples of sound. Pippa actually hugs me.
We're alive with our new secret, with the way we belong to each other and to something other than the dull passing of hours with nothing to look forward to besides our routines.
It makes me feel even more powerful than the whiskey, and I want it to go on forever.
Do you suppose there was really such an order of women?
Felicity snorts.
Don't be daft, Pip. It's a fairy tale.
Pip's hurt.
I only wondered, that's all.
I don't want the spell of our evening to be broken so fast.
What if it were true?
The slim, leather-bound diary is in my hands and out in the open before I can really think about it.
What's that? Anne asks.
The secret diary of Mary Dowd. Anne's afraid she's missed something.
Who's Mary Dowd?
I tell them what I know of Mary Dowd, her friend Sarah, and their participation in the Order. Felicity grabs the diary from me, and the pages turn faster and faster as they read, their mouths hanging open in astonishment.
Have you found the part where she goes into the garden? I ask.
We're past that, Felicity says.
Wait a minute, I haven't even read past that. Where have you got to?
I say, sounding like a whining child.
March 15th. Here, I'll read aloud, Felicity says. Sarah and I were quite naughty today and entered the realms again without the guidance of our sisters. At first we feared we were lost, as we found ourselves in a misty wood where many lost spirits, those poor, wandering, wretched souls, asked us for help, but there was naught we could do for them yet. Eugenia says.
Eugenia? Do you think she means Mrs. Spence? Anne asks.
We all shush her, and Felicity continues.
Eugenia says they cannot cross over until their soul's work is done, whether on one plane or another, and only then can they take their rest. Some of these wanderers never find release, and they are corrupted, becoming dark spirits who can cause all manner of mischief. These are banished to the Winterlands, a realm of fire and ice and shadows. Only the strongest and wisest of our sisters is allowed there, for the dark ones of that realm can whisper a thousand longings to you. They will make you a slave for power if you do not know how to use and banish them as the elders do. To answer such a fallen spirit, to bind it to you, could change the balance of the realms forever.
Felicity stops.
Oh, honestly, this is the worst attempt at Gothic I've ever read. All we're missing are creaking castle floors and a heroine in danger of losing her virtue.
Pippa sits up, giggling.
Let's read on and find out if they do lose their virtue.
Today, we were once again in that garden of beauty where one's greatest wishes can be made real.
This is more like it, Felicity says,
bound to be something carnal here.
Heather, sweet-smelling, the colour of wine, swayed under an orange-gold sky. For hours we lay in it, wanting for nothing, turning blades of grass into butterflies with just the touch of our fingers, whatever we imagined made real by our will and desire. The sisters showed us wondrous things we could do, ways of healing, incantations for beauty and love.
"Ooh, I want to know those!"
Pippa shouts out. Felicity raises her voice, talking over her till she shuts up again.
"For cloaking ourselves from the sight of others, for bending the minds of men to the will of the Order, influencing their thoughts and dreams till their destinies shake out before them like a pattern in the night stars. It was all written upon the Oracle of the Runes. Just to touch our hands to those crystals was to be a conduit, with the universe flowing through hard and fast as a river. Indeed, we could only stay for mere seconds, such was its greatness. But when we came away from it, we were changed inside. 'You have been opened,' our sisters said."
Pippa giggles.
"Perhaps they did lose their virtue after all."
"Would you allow me to finish, please?" Felicity growls.
"And we felt it, too. We carried our small bit of magic inside us across the veil into this world. Our first attempt came at dinner. Sarah gazed at her measly soup and bread, closed her eyes, and pronounced it pheasant. And so it appeared to be, and tasted of it too, every bite. So good was it that Sarah smiled heartily afterward and said, 'I want more.'"
I'm so lost in thought that I don't realize Felicity has stopped reading. It's quiet except for the sound of water trickling down a wall.
"Wherever did you find this?" She's looking at me as if I were a criminal.
"Why, a ghostly urchin led me to it in the night. Doesn't that ever happen to you?"
"The library," I lie. "And did you really think it was an actual account of the witching hour at Spence?"
Felicity's looking at me in a bemused way.
"No, of course not," I lie. "I was only having a bit of fun with you."